Hi, welcome to this Yoga Nidra. This Yoga Nidra has the theme of letting go. And my name is Camilla, and I will guide you through the Yoga Nidra today. I will start to explain how and why we do Yoga Nidra. And while I'm doing that, I want you to find a comfortable position for you. Most often Yoga Nidra is practiced on the back, lying in Shavasana, on your back with your legs and arms resting next to the body. You can lay in your bed if you want to, or on a yoga mat. You can use a pillow under your head or maybe under your knees. And please put a blanket over you. And if you want to, you can also use an eye bag or a shawl to put over your eyes to make sure that you are resting comfortably. So you can do this Yoga Nidra if you want to fall asleep during the evening, or if you just want to give yourself a nourishing rest during the day. So make sure that you are really, really comfortable. So comfortable that you can let go of everything and just be. Nothing shall disturb you. So be really picky when you choose your position. And make sure that you are lying really, really soft and nice. And I will explain to you shortly what Yoga Nidra is. Yoga Nidra is a form of guided meditation. It's also known as yogic sleep. So maybe you are doing this Yoga Nidra to fall asleep. But even if you don't fall asleep, you will still get a nourishing rest from the Yoga Nidra. Sometimes during the Yoga Nidra, we come to the hypnagogic place, a state between awake and asleep. And this is the space where our body's healing take part. Sometimes it feels like we are in a bubble. We can hear the sounds around us and we are awake, but still not really awake, but still not sleepy. And we will let our focus shift from the outer world to our inner world. We will move through our different layers, koshas, in our body. The physical body, the energy body, emotions, mind, and spiritual body. We will move through all these layers, and Yoga Nidra is almost working like it's shutting out the layers, one by one. We are becoming the explorer. We are investigating our own inner world and body, accepting and letting go. Letting go of what no longer serves us. So Yoga Nidra is giving us what we need. So what we need to do is just a trusted process. And not judge. There is no right or wrong in Yoga Nidra. And you don't need to do anything except from just listen and go with the flow. And the theme of this Yoga Nidra is letting go. So start now, right here, where you are, in your room, to let go. Let go of everything except here. Let go of this day that has been, everything that happened during the day, yesterday, last week, month and year. Just let it go. And also let go of what's coming next after this Yoga Nidra. Tomorrow, the coming weekend, maybe vacation, next month, year, just let it go. And just be here, right now, in the present moment. We humans have a monkey mind, so it's totally normal that the mind sometimes jump back and forth, like a monkey jumping from tree to tree. But research shows that a wandering mind is an unhappy mind. So the more we practice staying in the present moment, the more happy and content we can be. We are actually slowing down the frequencies in our brain waves, so there are more space between our thoughts. We are inviting space, nothingness. Yoga Nidra is sometimes explained as it's the very beginning to enter the gap of nothingness. And Yoga Nidra is so important practice in our daily lives. We all need space in our life. Space when we don't do a lot of things. So just follow my instructions. My voice will be here for you to come back to. And if something I say doesn't resonate with you, just ignore it and let yourself drift. It's also totally okay to fall asleep and come back. Just let the flow of the relaxation move, and my voice will be like a safe background, a reminder that you are cared for. And if anything feels uncomfortable during the Yoga Nidra, you can always come back to your body by moving your fingers against each other and open your eyes. So we're starting to now welcome ourselves to the room that we are in. Take in the room, the sounds around you, the smells around you. Maybe there are some tastes. Maybe there is something you can see behind your eyes, even though they are closed. And also arriving in your own body. And before we will relax our body, we will actually tighten the body. Three times we will tighten the body. So now tighten both of the hands, the arms, the legs, the toes, and wrinkle the face. So you're tightening the whole body like a tense body. And hold it for a moment. And release, let go. Exhale. We're gonna do it two more times. So inhale, tighten the body, the hands, the fingers, the arms, the legs, the toes, and the whole face. Wrinkle the face and hold it for a moment. And let go. And one last time, inhale. Tense the whole body again, fingers, arms, legs, toes, wrinkle the face, hold the tension for a moment in the whole body, hold it, and release, let go, exhale. And just feel now how the body can sink down into the surface. Sink down into your bed or your yoga mat. And just let your body be really, really heavy. And maybe there is, at some time you feel during this Yoga Nidra that you need to change position, and that's totally okay to move if you need to. So now take some time to just follow your breath. Just follow the moving breath inside of you. And if you want to deepen three breaths, inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Two more times. Inhale, soften. Exhale what no longer serves you. One more time. Just feel how your body is getting heavier and heavier with each exhalation. And the next part of this Yoga Nidra is our Sankalpa. And Sankalpa is also our intention or wish with this Yoga Nidra. So it can be something that you wish for or want to. It can be starting with like I am. For example, I am at ease, I am safe, I am at peace. It can be something you want to feel during this nidra. Example, relaxation, stress down, fall asleep. So take some time to just find your intention or your sankalpa and try to feel the sankalpa inside of you and plant the intention deep inside. Repeat the sankalpa quiet for yourself. Whatever your intention is, greet it warmly with your entire body and mind. And we will come back to the intention or sankalpa later in the yoga nidra. From here we will continue with a body scan or rotation of consciousness. So we'll move the awareness around in the body. And you don't need to do anything except to move your attention. You don't have to search for feelings or sensations. Just explore. I'm going to start to put all our awareness down in our right big toe. Feel the right big toe. And the right little toe. And all the toes between. Moving to the bottom of the feet, the heel, the upper part of the right foot, right ankle. Sometimes we can feel, example, coldness or warmth, or we can feel the blanket against our skin, or sometimes we can feel something else. And whatever it is, it's okay. We're moving with the attention up in the right leg, the right lower leg, all the way up to right knee. Here we try to feel deep down in the right knee. Maybe we can feel the joint. And also we feel the skin around right knee. Moving further up to right thigh. Letting right thigh soften. All the way up to the right groin. And now we're feeling the whole right leg. From the toes up to the groins. The whole right leg. And with next exhalation, we just let go of the whole right leg. Moving with the awareness all the way down over to the left side of the leg, all the way down to left big toe. Feeling the left big toe. And now the left little toe. And all the toes between. Now feel the bottom of the left foot, the heel. And the top of the foot. Moving to left ankle. And all the way up in left lower leg. All the way up to left knee, left thigh. Let your left thigh soften. Moving all the way up to left groin. And now we will feel the whole left leg, from the toes, all the way up to left groin, the whole left leg. And with next exhalation, we just let it go. Let go of left leg. And move over to our hips, pelvic area. feel your hips, left and right hip. The tailbone. The lower back. Stomach area. Maybe you can feel some movements here from the stomach. Maybe it's totally still. Moving up over the chest area, the ribs, the middle back, all the way up to the shoulder blades. Feeling the shoulders and the collarbones, the whole torso. From here, we are moving out to right shoulder and moving all the way down into our right fingers. We're gonna feel right thumb, right little finger, and all the fingers between. Right wrist. Right lower arm. Right elbow, right upper arm, all the way up to the shoulder. Let's feel the whole right arm. And with next exhalation, we are letting go of our right arm totally. Moving the awareness over to our left shoulder. And all the way down into our left fingers, left thumb, left little finger, and all the fingers between. Left wrist, left lower arm, left elbow, left upper arm, all the way up to left shoulder. I'm gonna feel the whole left arm from the fingertips to the shoulder. And with next exhalation, we are letting go of the left arm. Moving further up to our throat and neck. Feel the whole head, the back of the head that is resting down in your pillow, the face, the forehead, the eyebrows. Feel the heaviness of your eyes, the cheeks, the nose, the jaws. Let your jaws relax totally. The mouth. Just relax the mouth. And if you want to open your lips a little bit so there is a string of air between your lips. Just relax your whole face. And now feel the whole body. From your toes all the way to the top of their head. Let the whole body relax. Invite rest. Invite softness. You are being cared for. With next exhalation, we are just letting go of the whole body. The whole body. We'll be shifting our focus over to our breath. From our physical body, we will move over to our energy body. You don't need to do anything with the breath. Just notice it. Inhale. exhale, let go. Inhale, expand, feel the lightness. Exhale, dissolve. You are being held, you are being supported. Just observe the breath. And if you want to, we're going to count the breath. You can also just stay with the breath, just feeling the breath. But if you want to, we're going to count. With each exhalation, we'll count one number down. So we'll start at the number 21. And each exhalation makes us count down. So from 21, 20, 19, 18, and so on. And if you come to zero, or if you lose yourself, you just start over from 21, counting one with each exhalation. So just start now to count if you want to. Just continue to count a bit longer. There we will just let go of the counting, just coming back to our normal breath again. Just let your body breathe you. And from here we will come into some opposites. We will now feel our body as heavy as a rock. Feel how your body is almost sinking down into the bed or the yoga mat. Really, really heavy. And now imagine your body really, really light. Light as a feather. Floating over the bed or the mat. Lifting up from the floor or the bed. And again, feel the heaviness. Let your body again be really, really, really heavy. Like a heavy mountain, sinking down. Just let yourself be really heavy, really, really relaxed. While we are laying here, totally relaxed, we're going to visualize an ocean in front of us. So picture the most beautiful ocean you ever seen in front of you. The ocean is open for you. So take in all it has to offer. Explore how the ocean looks, the water, the sand. Take a close look. The surroundings. Maybe there are some mountains, some trees, some houses. Just explore the ocean for a while and really, really feel it. Feel the sand under your feet, soft like powder. We are safe here. We are happy. We can just let go of everything that not serves us anymore. Listen to the waves from the ocean, the wind. What is it that you can hear, see, and smell here on the ocean? What are the colors of the water, the colors of the sky? A wave washes over the beach and over your feet. The water is pleasant, nice and warm. Feel the calmness, the relaxed feeling in your body. We are walking slowly on the beach. And when you turn around and look at the beach now, you can see your own sankalpa, or your intention or wish, written in the sand. So read your sankalpa or wish that is written in the sand. Read it for yourself a couple of times. Come back to your sankalpa. Let yourself return to your sankalpa or your intention or wish. And just notice what you feel when you are reading your sankalpa in the sand. Maybe you are already drifting into sleep. Maybe there are still a monkey mind, lots of thoughts moving around. Both is okay. There is no right or wrong. You're giving your body a nurturing rest, and you are being held. You are being cared for. And this yoga nidra is very soon coming to an end. And if you're doing the yoga nidra to fall asleep, just make sure that you're really cozy in the bed and stay right where you are and relax and let the sleep come to you. And I want to wish you a nice sleep. And if you are continuing the day after this yoga nidra, I want you to bring the feeling, this feeling, into the rest of your day. So now slowly start to move your body. Feel if there are any tensions in the body. What is your body telling you? Move the fingers and the toes, circling the ankles and the wrists. Maybe you want to stretch out long. Maybe you want to curl together as a ball. Just listen to your body, what you need. And gently roll over to a side rest. Rest on your left side for a couple of breaths. And while you are lying here on the side, just feel how the body feels right now. From side rest, gently help yourself up to seated position with your hands and arms. Come up to seated. Gently open your eyes if you haven't done it before and take in the room again. And take a moment here to thank yourself for this yoga nidra, for this time in presence. And thank you so much for joining me for this yoga nidra today. See you soon again. Thank you.